Well, I grew up in Monroe City. I've been here in Mexico for 21 years. I've been at Arnold Funeral Home. Just love the community, Mexico. When I left Monroe City, I was like, how could you ever have a better place than that? And I've been here and I'm like, there's no greater place than Mexico. So just a good place to be. Have three kids. One's already graduated back in 2009. Got a junior, a son that's junior, and a girl that's a sophomore. So.
Very nice. So if you would just share some of the reasons that you've decided to run for the Mexico Board of Education.
Well, I years ago I was either going to be a mortician or I was going to be a teacher, and I know I made the right decision for me personally, but I've always had a love for education. A lot of family members in education, but it's a way that I could give back. I just love the school system. I think there's so many good things about it. Do all schools, every school has some problems here or there, but if you work hard, you could solve them.
No doubt about it. Now, I know Mexico Board of Education, something that we've followed closely, is the hiring of a new superintendent. Of course, Dr. Zach Templeton announced that he'll be retiring from the district at the end of this school year. Possibly, if you were to win a seat on the Board of Education, this situation could come up again. Just kind of wondering if you would share some things that you would look for, qualifications you would look for in a candidate to be superintendent in the Mexico School District.
Yeah, well, the first thing, and it's something that's helped me in my career, is living here in Mexico. You want to invest time into the community, get involved in some organizations. I know with a job as a superintendent, you won't have a lot of time, but if you can get out there and be accessible to people, that's going to help a lot. So number one is investing time in the community. The second thing, which is probably the most important thing, is being a great communicator. It doesn't matter what career you're in, communication is the most important thing to have a good relationship and to have that trust, especially with all the teachers and other administrators. And then, I mean, just trusting employees, letting their voice be heard. I'm not saying you have to do everything they say, but you at least they need to feel like you're listening to them and helping them succeed to the highest level possible.
No doubt about it. Now you have students here in the Mexico School District, so you can kind of speak to this. What are some of the things that you like that the Mexico School District does, and things that they offer that you really appreciate?
Well, I mean, there's just lots of things. My kids, when they're in school, it just seems like when they have a problem with situations, that they can go to teachers. Teachers respect them, but they have people they can go to help them solve all problems. I think that my kids at the school, they love the sports. They love different academic clubs that they can join. There's just plenty of things to make them a well-rounded student. You know, when you go into high school, you always have different ideas of what you want to focus on. And then, especially with my daughter, I mean, she's kind of quiet and nervous, but when she got to high school, it seems like she's branched into different areas, which is great. So I just think they offer different opportunities club-wise. It's like in life, when you go to college, you might have an idea of what major you want to have, but then once you get in there, you start learning about other things and you might change your life plan. But I just think they offer plenty of opportunities and they have the support there to get the information you need.
Now, whenever we started talking, you said, of course, all districts have some of their challenges, if you will. You don't have to speak specifically to Mexico, but what are some of the challenges in education today that you see it, as you see it?
Well, you hear a lot about how there's a lot of people not willing to work when they get out of school and stuff like that. But I don't necessarily think it's about not willing to work. They don't have the skills into, like, I went to mortuary school. That's such a small little area of people willing to do that. But then you take like the Votech Center. Not everyone wants to go work on be a mechanic, a diesel mechanic or so. So you got a great program there. And I think there's other businesses willing to help those kids that go into special areas be more successful and give them opportunities to learn and to maybe even pay for their education, et cetera. But I just don't think kids are, I wouldn't say being forced, because you don't ever want to force anyone, but I don't think they're being given the information as much. And maybe I'm incorrect. And that's one thing I like about getting on the board is I come in with such open mind about everything and you want to hear people out. But I think if we could not maybe encourage people to try different paths and so, I mean, there's a lot of things in my life that if I wasn't encouraged, then I wouldn't have done it. And that's some of my favorite things about life.
No doubt about it. Now, if you're elected to the Mexico School Board, of course, there's going to be the approving of the hiring of a new assistant superintendent. Dr. Nelson is going to be taking over in Columbia at Derby Ridge Elementary. You know, same thing for the qualities of a good assistant superintendent, or would you put some weight into what the superintendent has to say for hiring an assistant?
Yeah, well, first of all, you want someone that will invest in the community, get to know others. But they have to be on the same page as the superintendent. And then you could also use the assistant superintendent. You know how I always say the you need to hear the voices of the teachers, other administrators. This could be the great in-between person to listen, but to pass it along to the superintendent. I know sometimes when you go to the boss or so and you're telling them, hey, this is what we want to do. I mean, you can, egos can get in the way and say, we're not going to do that. But and maybe that wasn't the intent, but they can be the great median of all this.
Absolutely. If you would, we'll leave you with this last question. Sum up some of the reasons why someone should cast their vote for you on April the 7th.
Well, I've been here for 21 years. I love this community. I'm easily accessible. And I think I know, I was sitting there one day thinking how many people I could name by their first name in this town. It's, and I just feel like I know everyone. They know me. And I feel like if there's ever a situation, they can come talk to me. And I just feel like I make a decision, not off emotions. I mean, I'm like everyone else, kind of emotional, but I feel like I step back and look at the overall picture and can make a solid decision.
So. Well, I want to wish you the best of luck on your venture here, running for a seat on the Mexico Board of Education. And I want to really thank you for your time this morning.
All right. Thank you.